You know what sucks? December, Betty White died before 2024.
Before turning 100 years old.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is going to date me again. I remember watching the Golden Girls a lot growing up.
I thought you were going to say I watched the Golden Girls live. And I was like, oh no, that's even way older.
You know what? That would have been amazing. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I'm just like, this is actually really amazing, honestly. These lights and everything.
Oh, yeah. It's homie. Okay, hi.
Hi.
We're back.
Hello, we're back.
Literally episode 46.
Number 46.
The first ever time we've ever been having any guest. We've never had a guest before. Okay. And we're lucky enough to have Eddie Lamb here. Eddie Lamb Music.
Eddie Lamb Music, dude. Like, this guy, I can't even get enough of this guy because, like, I've seen your TikToks, man. Like,
oh, thanks,
you're
man.
You're TikTok famous, and that's saying it very good, you know?
Thank you.
Like,
I really appreciate that because it's so funny. I've met some really cool content creators in person before, too, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, 9 out of 10 times, I'm just like, wow, you guys are, like, the same people off air as they are on camera. And then other people, I'm just like, and I've met some other, online friends where I'm just like, man, you're taller in person.
It's just totally different. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually much more taller than this guy. So I'm not just 5'4".
Carl's like 6'10".
He's just a camera.
I'm 5'2".
But if you already don't know Eddie Lamb, he's a multi award winning piano player, and even also he's in a lot of big bands as well, really nice bands as well, like Cry of Silence.
That's right. Yes.
The Naturals.
Yes.
And then the Eddie Lamb All Band Star.
All Band Star. All Star Band. Yeah.
Sorry, my bad. Yeah.
And that's actually the merger of members from those two projects into one.
Oh shit! Wow.
Yeah, that's why we call it that. That's why I call it that because it's almost like a tribute to our local scene, basically, in a way.
Yeah.
So it's not just a tribute to the projects I've done in the last, you know, many years in the music scene, but yeah, this is just a way to have, like, even just like different guests from the music scene to come join me on certain gigs here and there. And you know, I'm just like, yeah, hey, you want to sing a song with me? Yeah, come on up, you know, be my special guest for this one other show, you know. So
very inclusive around the city, Lower Mainland, man's out here.
Yeah, like, tell me you're inclusive about saying you're inclusive. Exactly. That's my answer right there.
Exactly.
Right there. Yeah. But also, like, You have amassed a lot of amazing people, like, in your community, or it's a community of amazing talented folks. Like, I'm just seeing like your Instagram, everything in social media that you've
Carl has went like, in
I've,
on you.
I went on stalker mode.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
He's like, who was his 2012 girlfriend? Or like, he went deep dive. Like.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, man. And you know what's really crazy about that whole thing with the music scene is just that there's just so much hidden talent that are still yet to be discovered too. Mm-hmm. Like, I tell you, like, just like the minute COVID restrictions were easing up in 2021 when they started allowing live local music again, I've met like a great deal of new talent that just came out of nowhere, basically. And some of my friends I used to hang with from music scene have moved out of the province, you know what I mean? And I'm just like, oh, this sucks, you know, like, my friends have moved away, right?
And
but then there's this new pool of talent that just came out of nowhere, and they're like, yeah, you know, we're new to this whole band thing. I'm like, hey, nice to meet you. You guys are actually pretty darn good.
Yeah, and you're doing your part. Like, it's actually really amazing that you, like, get these amazing talented group of people just, like, all in one spot.
Oh, yeah, the open mic nights. Yeah. Well, the funny thing was, I've actually never, I've hosted many different events in the past, right? You know, like live shows, for my band, get a few opening bands, or maybe, you know, other way around, you know, I select which bands I want to headline tonight, and, you know, maybe my band could go somewhere in the beginning or in between. And then, of course, there was, you know, live band karaoke with the Naturals, right?
That's my jam.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And piano karaoke.
Count me in one of those days.
For sure. And piano karaoke too, right? The other one.
So
that's Carl's a singer.
He is. Yeah. He's it's Carl the crooner.
Oh yeah, Carl the Crooner. Yeah, yeah, I remember.
We gave him a stage name.
From the podcast episode that we did.
Yeah. But the open mic night was actually something I've never hosted in my life. I'm just like, you know, I think what motivated me was because of all these new talented people I've met who I became friends with since like the last 2 years post-COVID. I was just like, yeah, you know what? I think I'm just long overdue to host something like this. So I decided to give it a shot one day. But I planned it so carefully because I think my bandmates can tell you the same thing too. And my wife could tell you also, like, I'm a major planner, right?
Yeah.
Like, so I wanted to make sure I plan this very carefully to make sure it's successful. So having the idea of having open mic night at a music school instead of your traditional pub or cafe.
In your feed, yeah.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that's a smart target.
That's a smart target, yeah. Though.
Damn, yeah, okay.
Yeah. I wanted to make it stand out somehow, right? Because, well, the thing is, you know, like, you know, not to knock open mics at pubs and cafes. I think it's great, especially if I want to, you know, get a little bite.
I've done a few, yeah.
Yeah, so. You know, yeah. But sometimes not everyone may have the financial availability to purchase stuff at said establishment, right? Yeah, so true. I want to put together an event where you can go to somewhere and you don't have to feel so obligated to purchase something. Right. The only thing we could, you know, I would say is maybe, you know, because it's at my buddy's school, Pleasant Mountain Music. Big shout out to him, by the way. Not sponsored by them. But, you know.
I'm already doing plugs.
This guy. That's where the end. I'm joking.
Like, all I ask for them is, you know, yeah, like, you know, maybe consider looking at, you know, some music programs that they offer too, yeah. Especially for beginners who are still trying to hone their craft musically, right? Yeah. I felt that this is the perfect time for them to have a look to see what's available, you know, and learn from the experts who teach at that school. Wow. Or, you know, maybe like this is just a good opportunity to, you know, if people want to just donate to the school as well, you know, just to
give them exposure,
yeah, so. Yeah, all that good stuff.
Open mics are hilarious.
They are,
like,
yeah,
everyone, you're just up there like, oh, I'm gonna pursue my, like, everyone's pursuing their dreams on this, yeah. And you're like,
it's really gonna cute fall? It's really nice.
Oh, who's gonna rise? Who's gonna fall? Like we're all just pursuing dreams. It's great.
Yeah.
People are fun.
But it's almost like it's like America's Got Talent, but without the competition side of things.
Yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming. I'm starting something.
Oh my goodness.
No, that's fun.
Yeah, 604's Got Talent.
That's
actually pretty catchy.
We have 604, yo, yeah. Vancouver.
I'm not gonna be surprised if you make that show.
Oh my goodness.
604 Got Talent.
As soon
as
I dig my claws into it, I'm like, yes. Excellent. Every Vancouverite to come through.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I would have to figure out who my judges would be if I were to put something together like that.
Yeah.
Who would be your judges?
Okay, if it was like someone...
Hypothetically.
Okay, let's see. If I were to get some species celebrities, definitely Bublé would be number one on the list.
Bublé?
Mr. Bublé?
Bublé, sorry. Yeah.
He's a Bublé. Follow my words there.
Bublé, that's blue?
Bublé is huge.
Well, that would be a good... flavor name for his sodas, honestly.
Blue Blade
for blueberries. Blue Blade.
Yeah.
Shit, okay.
You should have him in the marketing.
Yeah. So I would get him.
Trademark.
I would probably get
Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
For the just the name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
Everyone
yeah.
wants to see that guy.
And the entertainment for sure.
He would be the replacement for Howie Mandel, probably. He would be my Howie Mandel.
You know, like American Idol, the four judges.
Oh yeah.
Howie Mandel, man. What a guy. I don't know.
Okay, like, this is going to date me a lot here because everyone knows how, you know.
If you guys didn't know, he's 26, so.
I wish I was 26 again, honestly. But for someone like me, growing up in early 90s, like, I used to watch his animated series, Bobby's World, and that was.
That is Bobby's. Aged. That, wow.
Yeah. It's a classic.
It's an old show.
No idea.
Yeah. It's an old American cartoon.
Yeah.
Basically,
not a lot of people know.
Howie Mandel, he voiced two characters. He voiced as himself as like a father, but he also has in the show he has a son named Bobby who's the main character of the show, and the way he does his voice is just like, whoa! I didn't know that was Howie Mandel initially when I first watched that show.
Really? Oh.
And then of course, you know, when you watch the credits, right? I'm just like, oh. Oh,
was Howie Mandel? Did he ever have hair?
Yep, he did.
He He did?
What? Okay, he
had curly hair.
You make it sound like he was down the street from you. Holy crap, he had curly hair?
He had dark curly hair.
That doesn't exist in my head. I feel like he came out of the womb bald.
I would
Pitbull too. Yeah. That guy is not supposed to have hair.
Like did Pitbull actually have hair back in his early days?
I think he had. He had like dreads too.
Or really?
No way. He had dreads.
Yeah, like braids or something. Not dreads.
Hey, Mr.
Braids.
Oh.
I saw old photos. Yeah, but he rebranded, and then this is when he got famous. Yeah.
Oh, when I would pay to see that.
That would make a lot of sense actually for Pitbull's branding.
Yeah,
I would treat his picture like an NFT, dude. Like that's crazy.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. How much do you think he would charge for that?
His name's Pitbull. It's a lot.
However you want, Pitbull.
Pitbull. Dude. Is he still doing stuff? He's still doing stuff, right?
He's still doing stuff.
I keep seeing videos of people dressing like him and going to the concert in front row. That's
no way.
And he looks at them. He giggles, but like keeps performing. He's like,
it's so good. Yeah.
Hey.
I mean, does he bring him on stage? Like,
no, he just sees that. Like, these are fans.
It's just a trend.
Yeah, these are fans.
I feel like he should bring them up on stage just to,
it should be a thing.
Just to dance with him, you know?
Like, next thing you know, Carl's going to show up to one of your performances, dressed like you, looking like you, same hair, everything.
The emo Asian look.
He's like, Eddie, I'm here.
Notice me.
I'm a lamb stand.
Exactly.
Lamb stand.
So,
do you have any name for your fans?
No, honestly. For your community? Maybe just lamb fam.
Lammies? Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, lamb fam. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had to change it, lammies.
Lammies?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, bad idea.
Yeah.
Work actually. Like I'm one of those guys. I'm pretty easy going. I'm open to different ideas, right?
I'm a bad hitter. I got a lot of shots, but some of them hit. Some of them hit. I promise.
I mean, like, what would the fans be called?
The glitz.
Glitz.
Exactly.
The glitz. Yeah, the glitz. Yeah.
The glitters.
The glitzies.
The glitzies. Yeah. If we want
maybe
more family friendly
in the future, but glitz.
The glitzies. But for now, the glitz.
Yeah.
The everyone's glitz. The glit.
I have an idea for Rebob's fan base. I think they should be called the Bob Mob.
The Bob Mob.
Oh,
damn.
Yo.
That's
actually sick. Because
he already calls me Bob.
Yeah.
And my Siri.
Yeah.
I think she thinks my name is Bob or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We kept calling you. We kept referring you
as Bob.
As Bobby.
I called you Babs
in the podcast.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I called you
Bobby.
Babs.
Yeah, there's a lot of nicknames there. Yeah.
It's like, oh, of course, typical three man show.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Sorry, Carl, I had a question.
Yeah. No. I was just gonna say, like, did you have any nickname like growing up?
Yeah, just elementary school, Eddie Boy.
Eddie Boy?
Eddie Boy? That's harmless. That's
back in grade 7,
mine was dumbass. So sorry, we're doing comedy, okay? Trying to screw us jokes here, man.
That
was by the teacher. No.
I had this one guy back in elementary school, and really cool dude, right?
Yeah.
But I remember in grade 7. Okay, so I don't know how that happened. Oh no, I know why. So he had a nickname that we want us to call him.
Oh god.
And he wanted to be called Axel.
Mm,
what?
Axel,
come
on. Dude, you can't pick your own nickname. You can't outsource. Hey guys, Axel has showed up. No.
It was hilarious, but it suits him well for some reason during that time.
Don't make me get an axe and do some work.
Well, okay, so I was such a jerk. So one time we had a substitute teacher, okay?
Okay.
So because my last name is way before his, right?
Okay.
And so what happened was the substitute teacher says, okay, Ed. Are you? And I'm like, yeah, but you can call me Axel.
Oh.
You asshole.
I was such a jerk, man.
I'm Axel. And did you just make eye contact with the guy?
No, I didn't. Not even.
I took it.
I know. It was so crazy because I figured, substitute teacher, time to, joke
mess
around. Time to joke around a little bit just to see.
I miss when people did that. Now they're like, online bully you. I don't know.
Well, not only that. I mean, if you're in the States, you would get sued.
I feel like Axel is really a good name because, it's a good bandmate name.
Of course. Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses,
Kingdom Hearts, if you're a gamer.
True.
Axel, Is that DUI why by 19 years old? Like, I swear to God. Like, something's already going off.
But we had this conversation a little while back from, you know, from the Eddie Lam Show episode that you guys were in, right? We were saying that there's always, though, that one person in your circle of friends who has that cool nickname.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
but they never choose it.
No.
They get it.
Yeah, they get it.
They
that's
earned
how you
it.
Get nicknames.
It's earned.
Like Bob's. Like Bob.
Yeah, Bob's.
Like,
yeah.
Bob's, like, that's a, you got
my,
it. You
my boyfriend, like, started calling me Rabsy.
Really?
And Rabsy? I was like, that's such a nice nickname that no one Rabsy. Ever gave me.
Yeah.
I like
that's
it.
So
yeah.
Nice.
That's
so
yeah.
Nice.
That's a great one, actually.
Right, Rabsy, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very catchy. Yeah.
Do you have one for him?
I can see.
Daddy. Sorry. All over there. You see, I hesitated.
I mean, I can't say his name now, so
I don't. Yeah, I can't say the name.
Yeah, it's better to keep him like anonymous. So, but yeah, I'll tell you guys after. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah. Well, because we were saying like how like one example, like I've there would be someone that would be like, oh, have you talked to Jason? Oh, you mean Juice? Yeah, I
Juice. Yeah,
that's smooth.
Juice.
Yeah,
Juice is a very common one.
Juice
or,
is nice.
Or B Dog, right?
B Dog.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Damn.
They call me C Dog. Not too much brag, you know.
Okay.
Oh, dude. Dude, I would totally, I would give you Sea Dog anytime, man.
This Sea Dog?
Sea Dog.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I call him Celeste.
Yes.
So there's a long running joke that Carl has an evil twin.
Really?
Or alter ego named Celeste.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He's a menace to society.
I think that's why like bad shit happened this month, you know.
Okay, speaking of.
Oh my goodness.
So the
dude.
Topic of the episode is why is October such a bad month?
Yeah.
So,
same.
We're having bad luck.
Same with you? Something.
He's like, no, life's been pretty good. I bought
really
a house.
Great, you know?
Well,
yeah.
He's like, yeah, it's been pretty good.
I think it is. It can be a pretty rough month sometimes.
It's, yeah.
Until you hear what Carl has to say about everything that has happened in the past few weeks.
Yeah.
You got to lay it on me, man. If you want to put him bullet. Point my. Forms.
Yeah.
If anyone watching this video, please manifest Carl some good energy.
Yes.
He needs it.
Honestly, like, we should just, like, title this podcast, like, Complain? Carl Complain?
That would sell.
Carl Yapping.
That would sell really well, honestly.
It started with a sickness.
Yeah, it started with a sickness, right?
Oh, man.
And it's still a bit here. Mm-hmm. Like, I've had it for a couple, 2 weeks now, I think, I believe.
Right.
But it's simmering down, which is nice. Like, that's not the biggest thing, you know? It's whatever. Yeah. People get sick.
Yeah.
But until I got pulled over by a cop.
Oh my goodness.
Which happens?
Which happens,
but,
you know.
What? But
you.
But, you know.
You.
Yes.
Get pulled
how do you look at this guy and you're like, I'm pulling this motherfucker
Carl
over.
Needs you there to defend him.
Yeah, you need to be in the passenger seat
like
at all times.
This guy.
That's my guy, Juice. That's my guy.
I don't think I'm that innocent looking.
That's my guy, Sea Dog. Don't worry about him, officer.
That's my boy, Sea Dog.
Sea Dog, man. That's okay. He's chill.
Yeah, he's chill. And I
yeah.
No, but because I was just on the Kingsway Road, right?
Yeah.
I was just doing my normal like dash maps thing.
Yeah, right.
As you do, like while you're driving, you gotta see where you're going.
Of course, yeah.
And then I had one too many taps apparently and swipes, and I didn't notice that there was a ghost car behind me. And then, and then I noticed that there was like blue red lights behind me, and I was like, I looked up, and I was like, oh no, for real?
Ouch, man.
And and then the. Of course, the fucking cop pulled me over, and then he was like, "Okay, you're being recorded, whatever." But just license and registration. He was nice about it.
Okay,
you know, shout out to that cop.
Wait, they record
cool.
you?
Yeah,
they have to.
They have a body cam.
They have to. Yeah,
I never knew that they do that.
Yeah, I don't know. They probably started doing now, recently,
which is good.
Yeah, which is good
to document everything.
Very
from,
good.
From beginning, from the beginning,
from
the pull over to the drive off.
I guess that's good. Yeah,
honestly, yeah.
And then people be dying. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. No worries. And then like. He got into his car or whatever and then pulled out and then he was like, okay, so you've had one too many taps on your screen while you were driving, you know, and so you're only allowed one tap to end a call and also answer a call on a stoplight. And if you have to change music or whatever with the maps, you got to park. I'm like, that's a dumb effing law, dude. Like, bro. And again, the officer was just like, like, I'm sorry that I have to do this. Like, you don't, bro. You don't. You don't have to do this, officer. It's fine. And then.
And you have the class 5.
I have the class 5, which is. Yeah, which is
wow.
You know, like more. It's more they're more lenient for those people who have full licenses.
I see.
Yeah, but you know, like that's the tip of the iceberg a bit, you know. But
yeah, of course.
Just this is just the beginning.
Yeah, and it's really? $400 ticket, by the way.
$300
really?
Oh, $300 Yeah, $368
Ticket.
Yeah.
Oof.
But
yikes, man.
Yeah, but
he's about to cry. Yikes, man.
And then. What followed after that, not too long after, is we got broken into
his house. Home.
Really?
Yeah.
And Rabab hasn't heard this either.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, you're coming in. Yikes, man. You're coming in at where I'm like trauma dumping.
Like, no, I'm glad you're spilling the tea though, man. Like, cause this is like, we gotta create this awareness.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
Stuff that happens, right?
Of course. Like, shit happens to a lot of people, of course. Like,
oh, trust you gotta, me. I know. I've been robbed before too, so.
Have you?
Oh, damn. Yeah.
You gotta tell that story.
Oh yeah, but you first though.
Damn E Dog.
We'll share some. We'll share our sorrows today.
Yeah, we'll share our sorrows today. Yeah, like I just got a call from my nephew, like at work, mm-hmm. and then my nephew was like, "Oh, and you know, we got broken into. No big deal. No big deal. What do you mean, no big deal?
Oh my! Hey, Uncle Carl.
No big deal.
No, that kid was just on his iPad, just like doing nothing. He probably let the robber in.
Oh my god! What if he was the robber? No, I'm just kidding.
No, he's a nice kid. He's good. Yeah, but he was just like informing me of what happened, and mm-hmm. you know, there was a break-in, and then laptop was stolen, jewelry,
MacBook
Air. Jeez, weren't we talking about your mom's jewelry the other episode? Is it because of that?
Evil eye, bro.
Oh.
Remember?
I'm not sure.
No, but I don't think it's related. Yeah, is it?
It's not related. It's not.
Guys, it was me. I brought
that. We're going to conspiracy theories here, guys. No.
joking. We're our tinfoils, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. We don't have the hat. We're just on tinfoil.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so the guy breaks in.
Yeah, the guy breaks in, right?
Yeah.
You know. My nephew apparently thinks it's not a big deal.
Jeez, man.
He stole a lot of stuff.
It's scary.
I'd be choked, man.
Wait, did he steal everything, like, jewelry-wise?
He just stole, like, a laptop, a new iPhone, and...
iPhone 16.
I say just stole a laptop, just stole an iPhone.
That's crazy, like, breaking into a house just to, like... steal stuff like that? Like, I don't know. It's a big risk, like...
And the thing is, he did it, like, middle of the day. Midday,
broad daylight,
out. People like afternoon doing stuff.
Was it like a drugged up person or?
I'm not sure. We're not sure. Yeah. Mm, so okay. We didn't have cameras.
No one was
unfortunately.
Home.
No one was home. Sadly.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But one guy was home.
Yeah.
But he was asleep.
He was asleep.
Jeez.
He was asleep.
So unlucky.
Jeez.
He's a good guy, but like he was just really tired, you know?
That's scary.
Like, from the last few days.
Worked night shifts
and everything.
Of course, yeah. But still, man, that's insane.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that, man. Seriously.
It's okay.
He's getting security now. So
we're getting home security. It's good.
Right on.
It's good. Finally.
We all have bodyguards, okay? Don't even try.
Yeah, he's got entourage to back him up.
Yeah. And then what else happened?
So we recorded an episode.
Yeah.
And we're did it in his vehicle. We get out of the car.
Yes. Okay.
And it doesn't turn on.
Rabab doesn't know this.
And we're on the side of a highway and the car just won't turn on.
Yeah.
Yowza.
And this was like a day after this robbery happened.
Mm-hmm.
And car battery's dead, so we're like, okay, but we're in a spot where we can talk to strangers.
Yeah.
And be like, hey,
which is good.
Can you jump the car? Because it was a battery thing.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you jump a car, the engine will actually charge the battery. So we just need to jump it, and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
You don't need to change the battery.
Yeah.
But yeah, that happened. And then, so Carl tried to turn on the car, and I swear I saw the soul leave and then come back.
Oh my goodness.
It was just right after the next.
But yeah, because like we were using the car's battery for a lot of our equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was rookie mistake.
Oh my goodness.
Mistake number one.
I probably would have made that mistake too, probably.
You made that mistake too?
I would have. If it were me, I would probably have done the same thing.
Try to do content.
Yeah, try to do content.
Just get stuck in the middle of nowhere.
And then, yeah, just earlier as well, I got a ticket. for parking. So
yeah. And your mom got tired and went to the hospital.
So yeah, his mom.
I skipped over that too.
His mom went to the hospital.
My head is just like skipping over. Yeah. Skipping over all the bad stuff. Like,
I need to get over
it. I need to get over it. It is a lot of things.
Unfortunately, yeah. But she's good now. She's fantastic.
She's good now. Like, oh, thank goodness. She went to the hospital.
But she had to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend also went to the hospital.
And Rubah's boyfriend went to the hospital.
But he's good now, too.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
It's just going on.
This shit's just going on.
But speaking for me, though, I won $15. I'm not even joking.
Wait, how did you win that?
Scratches? I got one of these scratchers.
Scratches the same?
I got one of these scratchers and I won $15.
What?
Oh, man.
Losers.
No.
Oh, man.
No, but...
it's all conspiracy. Yeah. No, just kidding.
Camera's taking all our energy.
Wait, did you win the $15 or did you get it somewhere?
What do you mean?
Guys, I gotta go.
He's hanging out that way.
He went that way.
I worked hard for it, okay?
He worked hard for
the
money.
My mouth
hurts. He worked hard for the money.
Okay, so
yeah,
that happened. Yes. But she's good now.
She's amazing now. She's amazing she's now. She's
but
great.
Today, we're at the mall and he got another ticket.
Oh, yes.
You got another ticket? Yeah. Whoa.
Like an just hour earlier. Ago.
Whoa.
Just earlier.
Yeah.
You got up. Sorry guys.
Whoa. But you know what's interesting? Because I had a parking ticket last week myself.
For
out in US. Because I felt, oh, okay, I'm just gonna be, I won't be too long, right? But
those newest parking meters don't work.
No.
Like, I mean, unless you have coins, but
well, that's the
they
thing,
don't work
right?
for me at least.
Yeah. But that's the thing too, because like especially when for work when you have to like drive around right from one place to another and you're dropping some stuff off too and you just think I'm just gonna go to this meeting that's not gonna last long but then you think this 10 minute meeting is gonna last you think 10 minutes that's it.
Yeah.
Then it turns into like half an hour of that meeting.
Facts.
And then but not only that, I forget about said parking. So I'm like, oh
no.
This is not good.
That shit will change your day.
Yeah.
Getting a ticket.
It's soured.
You could have
mood
the best day ever and like
yeah.
That'll just sour your day.
Yeah.
It could. But at the same time, just like all right, well, lesson learned.
It
just
happens.
Not do that again.
Are you good at accepting quickly?
I usually accept
as
much
like
punch a
wall.
Depends on the situation, honestly, but I will accept maybe my parking ticket. I'll be like, okay, you know what? I goofed up on that one. I'll just remember next time.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And that's the thing, because then I realized, okay, you know what? Maybe I should just suck it up and take advantage of technology. So I use that, like paying by phone online, that thingy. So I had to do that. I'm just like, oh, man, I can't believe I'm caving into this now. All right. Boop, boop, boop. Press a few buttons. Done.
Yeah, Carl does that too.
Yeah.
Because even though it happened, I was in the car with him.
Yeah.
And he was fairly mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it took about 5, 6, 7 minutes for him to kind of accept it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I should have.
Yeah,
done
yeah,
so
yeah.
on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to find God.
Exactly. Yeah.
Allah, Jesus, everybody.
Buddha. All the homies, please. All the homies, please.
The lords and the gods and the universe.
Everybody.
But God
Hello,
is
Reverend?
Destined.
Yeah, hey, I need some help here.
I need to be bathed in holy water.
Yeah, you should exclusively take bath. Can't you just buy holy water?
Actually,
you just go to Shopper's Drug Mart,
right? Well, believe it or not, my wife's Catholic, so like... I don't know.
What, she's got a distillery?
Well, actually, no, wait, no, she actually has. And this is actually...
She has? Oh, she has a distillery.
Oh, well,
joke.
Oh,
well, okay. So this is what she's got. She's got this... last year we went to Trader Joe's and we bought like those
Trader Joe's.
Check this
Trader
out. So we bought like those regular scent sprays, right?
Okay.
So then what my wife did was that she actually modified that spray by putting some holy water in it too.
That's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's actually pretty impressive. Okay, and then not only that, so then she would and she would just symbolism of blessing, right? And I personally believe in that too, and just spray just to symbolize, asking, the big guy in the sky for protection, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, it's just more of, not like, for literal, right? But just more like, okay, I just be thankful for everything I got, of course, thankful for what's to come, whatever's to come. I'm going to learn from it, that kind of stuff too, right? That, right? But, that's another conversation itself. But, it's, but, or, you can go to a Catholic church and you can just, splashed a little holy water as well, right?
That might need to be a part of your like morning routine now.
That's true.
Like you brush teeth, wash face, and then you just like shoot some holy water, you know? Like, it needs to be like an every morning thing.
Have a Bible on your car.
Yeah. I have a Quran in my car.
Put the Bible where they put the ticket, you know? Oh! So that whenever they want to give you a ticket, they know you're a man of God. And they cannot give you a ticket.
It was interesting too because like I also got
that was good.
Yeah, I'm just cracking up.
Oh guys, I'm a man of God. Please skip this ticket.
Need the ticket.
Dude. Wait,
get out of jail
too.
Free card.
Why not? Like, because I find like, you know, even like if your car, like, I don't know, like what car do you drive anyways?
A Hyundai 2016.
Okay, yeah,
it's a good car.
Yeah, because I was gonna say because like
okay,
because one of the interesting things I remember my old man would tell me. He says, don't get a red car because anyone who drives red cars often get pulled over for some reason.
Oh.
I don't know what it is. Hey! Robot's wearing red right now.
Robot, give me money.
Yeah. And so the thing was, I was just like, oh, I never knew that. And then I asked my other friends, I said, hey, is it true that people who drive red cars get pulled over quite often? And they're like, yeah, you know, depends.
It's noticeable.
Depends on the model.
That's interesting.
Depends on the model, right?
Yeah.
But if it's one of those, like, those race car looking vehicles.
Then probably.
Oh, for sure.
Dude, that's the cops get, like, hard over that. they see the car, they're like, oh, yeah. This makes my breakfast
sandwich.
Making
my quota today.
Exactly. Yeah. And then he goes up to the car and he's like, I don't have to do this. And then tickets them.
I don't have to. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I found that that's the whole thing because, like, you talk about all this luck with people's vehicles, right? And you were saying how October being such a really.
October sucks right now.
Yeah.
October
the sucks. Floods that happened a couple
the
days
floods.
Ago.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, shout out, like, it's Hurricane Helene.
Shout out
it's bad.
Helene. Sorry.
A lot of people lost their homes and lives. It's horrible. But I think even Vancouver right now, we're experiencing floods on the roads.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And North Vancouver, like, got flooded.
I saw
the videos,
right?
Yeah. And that, because Gilmore Station in Burnaby was just atrocious.
Oh, yeah. I saw that too.
Yeah. Because my old high school buddy posted on his Instagram. And I'm just like, this isn't real. Like,
this isn't real.
It was.
I heard these conspiracy theories on TikTok. I don't know if it's true, but we're talking about like cloud seeding and stuff like that.
Cloud seeding.
And they were like, oh, we need to stop doing that. This is why Vancouver is flooding.
What's cloud seeding?
Yeah, I don't even know. I think it's something like,
like
controlling the weather. I don't know.
Like, that makes
something to do about
sense
the,
for the name.
Something to do about the government having the ability to control the weather with technology for some reason.
Yes.
Cloud
seeding. Yeah.
So that's, and I think it relates to, like, they were saying something about that, like, of why it links to like the storm we had back in 2021.
Yeah.
The flooding
I remember that.
2021. Oh, shit.
So I'm like, you know, like Abbotsford was flooded basically at that time, right? And you know,
I remember. Because I was in Abbotsford.
that was
so ominous. You said it like you did it.
It was Carl this whole time.
Carl. This motherfucker.
God, fuck this map.
I'm joking. I'm just like, it's like Carl's like a secret supervillain, but that's why his other alter ego.
Sea Dog Celeste.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I have an alter ego. Because I'm on the bench.
Maybe when you go to sleep, Celeste comes to life. He's out here controlling weather.
Oh, no.
Oh my God. My
And meanwhile, it's just like, you know, we needed like an actual superhero here who could, you know, fight the evil Salas.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be Rabab. Vancouver is
me?
Yeah, that'll be Rabab, the
super
superhero.
Yeah.
I think I'm a villain, no?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it's I was thinking he could be called Super Bobby.
Oh, Super Bobby. Oh, shit,
super
my
Bobby.
God. No. I'll be named like a white man. Bobby.
Super Bobby. She works construction.
Bobby. Bobby is the most basic, like, why not?
Shout out Bob to
Bob the Builder. Oh, that was like
you know, they
childhood.
Changed the way he looked.
Really?
That how
Bob the Builder?
You know how he looks, right? Big head.
Yeah.
Tiny eyes.
Yeah.
Do you know Bob the Builder?
It's very basic.
Yeah.
He looks like.
Is it cartoon?
Yeah.
Cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I think I see.
And an action figure.
Action. Yeah.
He's an action figure too.
He's an action figure too. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like Bob the Builder changed the way he looked. Do you guys? What's that thing where like you remember history?
Oh, Mandela Effect.
Exactly. Mandela Effect. What are some Mandela effects?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, I swear this was how it was, but it's completely different.
They were saying something about the Berenstain Bears spelling.
Berenstain Bears.
The spelling on the books.
I watched that shit
You could confirm it for us. Is it?
Okay.
I love that.
So,
which?
Okay, so someone said
B-E-R-E and Stein.
I don't know.
Is it Stein or Stein?
Stein.
Stein.
I wouldn't know.
Stein. Isn't it a Jewish name, right? Stein?
I think so. But people said that like they found books where like they swore it was spelt differently. And then of course the other books were actually they were spelled this way. And I'm just like thinking, okay, I'm pretty sure someone goofed up at the factory and probably misspelled it, and then
majority is probably human error.
I think it's always
human error.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you be chilling. You bet your job. You've been doing it for 20 years.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. I added an R. Whoops.
Same thing with Disney. I think, that mirror on the wall.
Mirror on the wall.
Yeah. So it's magic mirror on the wall in the movie.
Yeah.
But in the marketing for Disney, and I don't know, like in the marketing process, they have it as mirror on the wall. But
it's mirror on the wall.
But no, it's not.
I know it as mirror on the wall.
Same with Star Wars. They think it's Luke, I'm your father. It's just, no, I am your father. That's it.
I'm your father.
Yeah. Because I think the reason why people kept saying Luke, I'm your father.
I am your father.
Yeah. I am your father. Rest in peace to James Earl Jones, by the way.
Oh, dude, we gotta bring it up. That's sad.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
I know. Voice. But,
dude, he could have played God. Him and Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. Morgan Freeman,
like,
yeah.
I like to say him and Morgan Freeman duke it out.
in a biopic?
Yeah. Anyways, but people thought it was Luke, I am your father, but no, it's just I am your father, and that was it. But I think the reason why a lot of pop culture shows, or references say Luke, I'm your father, is because they want to make sure people know they're quoting Star Wars, not some other show.
So
damn.
So
nerd. No, I'm joking.
I knew.
Hoax.
I was behind us. No.
He is our father.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, a guy like James Earl Jones who voiced Mufasa, man. Like,
Who?
Mufasa.
Lion King, bro? I mean, like, who's the James guy?
James Earl Jones.
Oh, James Earl Jones. Okay.
Yeah. Darth Vader. Darth Vader played Mufasa.
Deep voice.
Yeah, the deep voice. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, Mufasa. Looking guy. Rest okay, in peace. Good he's good. He's a good looking guy. But.
And apparently, he used to say, this is CNN.
Oh, he was that?
Oh.
Yeah, that was him too, yeah.
This is CNN.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Dude, that's all. Do people want to sleep on a bed made of his voice? him and Morgan Freeman. Those two are like up there.
Well, yeah. It's interesting because when you watch all the documentaries he's narrated, like it's so fitting for Morgan Freeman just to explain everything about science and nature and all that stuff, you know? And I'm just like, okay, I'm falling asleep because I can't concentrate now.
Very true. Damn. He has a very soothing voice.
Dude, I want a narrator for my life. Cameron got out of the bed. Yeah. And, we shouldn't look what he's doing now.
Would you have a narrator for your life?
No.
Not for your biography? Really?
I feel like it is already in my head. Like, I can feel like...
True! Oh, yeah, I do have that voice. Yeah. I have that third voice.
These two have voices in their head. I don't.
Okay,
do you have
don't
a voice in their head?
Eddie's gonna leave.
I narrate my own story.
Yeah. Oh, really? There you go.
It's like second conversation.
Yeah, second conversation.
It's just always happening.
Yeah, like an internal thing.
Well, speaking of documentaries, I mean, or I guess history, would you rather like do a documentary about your life, or would you rather have a biopic where someone plays as you?
Oh. Biopic. I'm a biopic guy.
No, actually, I don't want someone to play me. Because what if, like, she looks better than her. Oh, my God. Because that happens to me sometimes when, like, I watch that, like, Anna Delvey documentary. I don't know if you guys know her. You don't know her? Okay.
No, I don't think so.
Anna Delvey?
The person that you were talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
The one with the roommate?
The
is that
roommate
the one?
Killed.
The roommate
oh, no,
killed?
No, 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 no. She's actually just, like, she tricked, like, the banks of America, and she took a lot of loans. She scammed, like, a whole people in America. So she's, like, a legend. She's really cool.
She's a legend.
Like, she is. But when I saw the show, like, the actress that is doing her role, like, she is, like, you know, obviously, like, it's all, like...
Yeah.
She has a makeup team and everything, you know, but the girl in real life, all the shots are in prison and all these photos, and I'm like, oh my God, like, she looks so different. Oh my God, I wish she was the actress, you know.
Dang.
In my mind, like, unconsciously, you know, I'm like, no, I don't want people to compare me to anyone. I just want to be me.
True.
Do a documentary.
Of course.
Yeah. Very true.
I think I'm on both.
I like that.
Yeah. So would you do like documentary, like Netflix style, where, like, you know, they like you go to your couch and you sit on it, and
they
then you start talking
documentaries.
Yeah.
They pump out
Netflix.
Yeah, like Netflix. A Netflix style.
Documentaries. You notice like movie age right now is the biopic is the biggest thing right now. Biopic
especially for all the all those big rock stars too.
Oppenheimer. Obviously, he's not a rock. Maybe to some Americans, he's a rock star.
Maybe
he's a pop star. He's a
that's arguable. Star. I would say I quite agree, but you know,
no. Oppenheimer is huge. Like, there's one coming out with Donald Trump, where Sebastian Stan is
Donald Trump. No kidding.
Yeah, he's gonna have a biopic.
They're doing like biopics are like the moneymaker right now.
Oh yeah. Damn. Well, it's interesting because I remember
the Beatles. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. The Beatles is coming
out. The Beatles is also coming
out?
Yeah, I like watching.
And they made John Lennon short. He's not short. Sorry.
Wait, so fast. How tall is this guy in real life?
But he's like, of the four, of George, Paul, and Ringo, he's like...
See, that's what I'm talking about. Like, kind of they tall. Change like, the way you look.
Yeah, he's one of the taller ones.
Yeah.
And he's short in the biopic, and I'm like... I would fight this guy, bro.
I would make my biopic like taller dude. A taller dude.
Hey, my guy.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, okay. So here's a theory, though, that my wife and I had. So that same year when Queen had their biopic, right?
And huge, gross movie.
And then after that.
Like, good.
I mean, yeah. Sorry. And then after that, shortly after that, Elton John had one. And so our theory was... I bet you when Elton John heard the news about Queen having a biopic, he's like, that's not fair. How come no one did one of me? I know. I'll produce one myself.
Yeah. Like, produce it? He produced it?
I think he did. I saw his name in the credits somewhere, but...
He's a star.
Yeah, true. He's a star. He can do that.
But I bet you that guy probably had the case of the jealousy bug, man.
Probably. Oh, true.
If I was his name, like a celebrity, I would want one.
Do you know his real name? Elton John, right?
It's Dwight. Reggie Dwight.
Reginald Dwight.
Yeah.
Reginald Dwight.
Wait, yeah. Changed his stage name, Elton John.
Who's that?
Okay. Rebob.
Well, I'm not. I didn't grow up here, so I.
Rewind.
I'm not cultured.
She didn't grow up here, so she doesn't know, like, the Western. Cultured.
Oh, and to everyone else out there listening, too, by the way.
Yeah. So, but Elton John. Famous pop star. Huge. Like, even I think
Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
That's exactly.
Demonetized.
But then they're also doing another biopic of like Bob Dylan. Timothy Chalamet is playing him. So that's coming out.
Wait, what? Really?
Yes. Timothy Chalamet. And he looks good in the classic scruffy hair.
Yeah.
Dark glasses and so on.
Right.
Like, it's coming out soon. Biopics are, like, really out here. Right
I know that Straight Outta Compton took it to a huge level.
Straight Outta Compton was awesome.
Yeah. Have you watched that?
Dr. Dre is about Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre and his N.W.A.
It's based off of N.W.A.
Ice Cube.
Yeah. Okay.
Snoop Dogg.
MC.
Okay.
Okay, here's one. Would you want to see one on Drake?
100%.
Who would play Drake? I guess that's a bigger question.
P. Diddy.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, you went there.
I mean, it's all music, right? You know,
for both of them, I'm a nice guy.
Oh my goodness.
Oh shit,
bro.
Oh my goodness. Them both,
they're getting all the heat right now. That's why October. Oh no, not October, but this year.
2024 has been crazy.
2024 has been
crazy. It has its ups and downs, I'd say.
You know what sucks? December, Betty White died before 2024.
Before turning 100 years old.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Betty White.
Rest in peace. She made it to 99.
I didn't know you, but...
Shout out Wayne Gretzky.
You made it to everybody's hearts.
Yeah, I just tell you, this is going to date me again. I remember watching the Golden Girls a lot growing up.
I thought you were going to say, I watched the Golden Girls live. And I was like, oh no, that's even...
You know what? That would have been amazing. I'm sure people would pay to see that.
I've watched Golden Girls and stuff. Like, I grew up on that too, but like, I thought you were gonna say live.
But imagine
they were right there.
But imagine actually being in a live audience of a sitcom filming. Like, imagine
that would be cool.
Like,
cool.
Have you done it? If you could be, I wish. But imagine if you could be on live in the audience on set watching Hannah Montana being filmed.
Wait, do they actually have people there?
Yeah, there's people there, but they tell you when to clap and laugh.
But so in every episode, there's people.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Back in those days, back of
so they're performing for they're actually performing.
Yeah.
It's like a play.
So
but now it's just like a sound.
Yeah, because they don't want to spend too much money.
Yeah, they have to bring in everybody on audience. Yeah. They have to hire people just to manage the audience.
But that's the thing, though. But it was the experience. But I mean, if it were up to me, if you want to, not burn yourself out, I would say. Let's say if you guys had your own sitcom, I would, if I was to produce it for you guys, I would be like, okay, so what ideas. We'll do is we'll have like a special once a month thing where the audience can come and watch the filming of it, and then
that'd be fun.
Yeah,
imagine a sitcom,
and I'll hire some people of us. I'll hire some people to carry the cue cards,
Yeah,
exactly.
Applause.
Laugh now, bitch. Yeah.
I said, no. Please laugh.
I would just put LOL on it, probably.
Yeah. Eddie's gonna be out here running shit.
Oh, but man.
We are gonna move into segment.
Segment, yeah.
A segment, yeah.
Segments.
It's Rabab's segment. It's hers. She comes up with these.
Yeah.
And she hosts them.
All right.
Yay.
Rabab, do you wanna get into it?
Yes. Yay, Rabab.
This is a segment revolving around
music.
Music. There you go.
Awesome.
Because of our special guest, Eddie Lamb.
that's very thoughtful of you guys, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, first one.
First one.
Would you rather be famous but make mediocre music, or be relatively unknown and extremely talented?
Relatively unknown and extremely talented.
And you talked about the hidden talent in Vancouver.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. Like,
I think the second one.
Obviously,
I wouldn't be known, but to make some bangers.
Yes, I would be so proud of my work.
I would probably choose the latter for sure, only because you think about all those famous songwriters. Like Max Martin is such a prime example, because Max Martin wrote all these pop hits for from BSB to NSYNC to all those other big names. And he's the one laughing to the bank, because with him writing it, he gets all these royalties and and he's living at some big mansion, God knows where, but he's living somewhere, but he's going to be secure for the rest of his life.
Of course.
True.
And he doesn't have to worry about paparazzi's bugging the crap out of him. Seriously.
Same with Leon Thomas.
Yeah.
Leon Victorious.
Thomas, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Victorious. He's he's wrote
very
so many pop songs, like very, very popular songs.
Yeah.
But I'll choose the first.
Right away, first one.
She's mediocre, but she's famous.
Yeah, famous. Well, what were you, Rabab? What would you?
She chose the first.
She
chose
the first one. Yeah.
Because I mean, eventually the artist will come out of it. I don't know. I remember, there was clips about Dua Lipa. It's not her music, but it's just her dancing. It was so bad.
At
the beginning. So now she improved, and now she's way better, and now she's doing good. Yeah. So I'm like, if my music starts mediocre, it's fine. I'll just rebrand.
Well, if they give you room to improve, I think that would
but
be.
But I'll be famous for a reason.
That's true.
Rabsy.
We need that for the podcast.
For sure.
Okay. Would you rather live without music or without movies?
No.
Damn. Oh. This is impossible, dude.
Oh, my goodness.
I think I'd have to go movies. Mostly because I have music playing a lot.
Yeah, huh. I would have to live about movies only because the theaters have been getting expensive.
Yeah.
True. I miss going out to movies.
Yeah.
You don't do it enough.
It's $20 for a ticket.
I go on Tuesdays.
That's
though.
The problem.
That's
the issue.
Much. That's way too much. Yeah.
Why, dude?
$20 is crazy.
Remember when I used to go every day? Or not every
so
day,
Carl
but like
used
every
to
week.
Go watch
every
a movie
week.
Every week.
Every week.
Or Matinee Tuesdays, right?
Matinee Tuesdays, but now it's just obscene.
We can sneak in.
True. Okay.
You need a friend to work at the theater, basically.
Yeah. True. So I have this method.
he's got an idea.
Yeah, he's got an idea.
You can't do this. You can't
don't
like
do this at
anymore.
Home. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I used to just be like, can I just go buy popcorn, or can I just use the washroom?
That's what I did. That's what
I did.
I did
that for months.
You snuck into a theater
Hey, chill.
I did the same thing.
Yeah, just like, can I go just buy some popcorn?
Huh.
And they would let me in. You usually should do it when there's a busy, it's busy.
Oh, yes. Giving them ideas?
Okay. They're waiting to just get to the next person, where's your ticket? And then they scan it. So I was I'm inside. I bought some popcorn, and I was like,
And I feel like a lot of them don't care. I feel like most of them teenagers working their job and they don't care.
Well, that's the thing, because it all depends on how their wages are, too.
Yeah, right? True.
Yeah, if you get paid like minimum wage to do that, at the end of the day, you're going to be like, dude, guy saw a fucking movie for free. Who cares?
Facts. Yeah. I wouldn't do that.
I still got to go home and come back tomorrow.
I wouldn't do that now, but yeah.
Yeah, I haven't done it in ages.
I love, one thing that my wife and I love about going out on vacation is when you go to these small little towns, going to those small little theaters there. It's cheaper,
local,
and man, you know, and it's really cool that way, you know.
But they have the inclined?
The inclined seats.
I can't go to a movie theater without that. Like,
I know. I don't know.
Too spoiled.
Yeah, I feel like I'm way too privileged when I get spoiled by things like that. Too. Yeah. But the thing is, like, because when you think about all these theaters that have shut down because they lost to, you know, the big wigs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like
Cineplex.
Whistler's theater bit the dust not too long ago too.
Oh,
and, like, it's gone. Like they had this little theater at Whistler Village, right? Oh. And my wife and I were there for vacation this past September, and we were like, okay, let's go see a movie there. And we went there, and we're like, it's closed.
Yeah,
is there just a Cineplex there now?
There's no theater in Whistler Village.
Damn.
Yeah. Rest in peace, man. Seriously.
Everyone in Whistler's outside.
So no one
anyways.
There watches like, movies?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They have to
have
go.
Have you seen the people there, though?
Like, they have mansions, bro.
They're riding bikes. They're snowboarding.
They have cinemas in their homes.
Movie theater at home.
Yeah, they have a movie theater at home. Like,
they're rich enough to have the
probably
their house.
Probably don't need it.
Hi, can we come over and watch a movie? We'll pay you.
Whistler community. Put your address in the comments. We will come through.
Whistler community. Lammies and the Glitz.
Oh my goodness! Yeah.
But yeah,
I think I would rather live without movies as well, because I watch shows more than movies.
Wow, yeah. I watch a lot of movies, so I think I don't think I can live without movies.
But you
movies.
Would exist without
he
music?
He can listen to the music in the movies.
He found a hack.
Yes, there you go.
Or
you know what you can do to get, let's say movies didn't exist at this point. Let's say they're gone, right? So then what you could do is actually like, so let's say, so we're pro music, so we're, that means we're pro audio production.
True.
So you can create your own radio theater, radio drama.
Mm-hmm. You know? There's a niche.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make money, Carl.
There's a market for that.
Let's make money.
Make money.
Eddie Lamb.
A-Lab Productions. Oh my goodness. I guess it's a sign that I should start a production company of some kind.
Yeah. First signed artist. Salas. Awesome. What's the next one?
And Super Bobby.
Super Bobby. Yes.
Okay. Would you rather never be able to listen to music again, or have 100,000 random strangers die?
Whoa!
Oh. The strangers.
I mean, people die every day, right?
People die already. That I think more than that already.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Blessings to you. Condolences, and we love you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, as long as it's not like through, you know, like a bad.
What if it's like
slaughter?
Yeah.
Bad slaughter.
Not even random people. What if it's like you're local?
Oh.
No,
that makes it harder.
Yeesh, I don't know, man.
My favorite bartender.
Either way, I would choose to save these people.
I would save those people too.
I can live without music.
I'd go crazy.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I think I'll disappear off this after a couple years. I guess I'll just watch movies. Like,
well,
we can listen to podcasts.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah. There's
a lot of other stuff. You know, we can go to stamp comedy shows.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
I would learn my, I would yearn my craft more.
Yeah.
Do more stand-up.
Shit.
Yeah, there you go, man.
I wouldn't kill people.
Yeah. Right. Salah. Wait till 40 minutes later. Salah's going to come out and be like, yeah.
Maybe,
I love
though.
My.
Oh, my God.
Just a little bit of me. No, I'm joking.
Okay. Would you rather have every song in the world, but only a Pitbull cover? Or one Pitbull song that anyone can cover. Wait, I don't understand.
Oh, okay. So which
song that everybody covers?
Okay, so would you rather have Pitbull sing every song in the world, or would you rather have people singing Pitbull songs?
True.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the
everybody's
second one.
Everybody.
I would go for the latter.
Variety.
Yeah.
Variety. Yeah.
Because get like Harry Styles.
Yeah.
True. Because if Pitbull was the only artist in the world, and he's making all that money, I mean, that's just not fair to the other artists, man.
Hey.
It's true.
Got it. What does he say? Hey, dale. Hey, dale, Mr. Worldwide. So, okay. Baby.
Okay, I mean, how about he do Little John's bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who Little John is?
Little John? Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So I'm...
Okay.
Okay. I've been meeting people that don't know who Little John is. I'm like...
Me included? Yeah. Huh? Me included? I don't know who's that.
He's very popular for like... The ad libs,
yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Is he an artist?
He's a rap. He's a rap. Hip-hop
big
world.
In 2000s,
oh. mid-2000s to like 2010-ish. Yeah. Yeah, but he does make really good beats from what people told me. So credit to him for that.
Lil John, you are here. Lil John, shout out, coming to the podcast.
Big John.
Okay, last one. Would you rather be a number one music artist touring the world and performing, or the best athlete of any sport you want? Ooh.
Number one.
Number one.
Number two. Music?
So
I'm a big basketball guy.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Big basketball guy.
Big basketball dude. Wait. I think I'd do number one. Because, like, I'd be like Bruno Mars, you know, but fully Filipino.
Yes, exactly.
Not fully, wait,
but full Filipino.
Wait, he's not fully Filipino?
He's not.
No.
He's half black, right?
He's black Filipino. And,
interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there
he's a singer, man.
Yeah, he's a singer.
That man was
though.
Born to perform.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've seen videos of him as a kid.
I know.
He just, legally.
He's legally. Because I wonder if him as a kid, like,
no, did he?
I wonder if he ever gave that Jackson 5 vibe.
You saw it.
Oh,
right?
He does.
It was there. 100%.
He does. Jackson 5.
Like, there's videos of him crediting.
Yeah.
Like, Michael and Jackson 5. Like,
he
was a performer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, that, like, there's some people that you just can't, you're like, damn, you have it, like, you have the performance side, and you have the look, you have the branding for it, like, you have the face for it, like,
it's all there.
Bruno had it, Michael had it, like,
the personality,
the
personality is what was the big ticket for them.
Huge. And also, fun fact, they're doing a Michael Jackson biopic.
So who's playing MJ in this one?
Who's MJ?
His nephew.
Really?
His nephew?
Jafar Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Wait a minute. He's
his brother's son. Yeah.
So wait, I'm just making sure I'm hearing this correctly. So his nephew has the same first name as the guy from Aladdin.
Yes.
Like, I'm just making sure.
I think it's Jafar.
Jafar.
I think it's Jafar.
Oh, Jafar.
The evil
it's
wizard.
It's kind of like an Arabic name, Jafar.
Yeah, yeah.
Jafar.
Yeah, yeah. But Jafar Jackson.
Wait, is Michael Jackson half
nephew.
Arab?
Oh
no. Man,
imagine.
Depends on the day. But yeah, the biopic is coming out with him.
Wow.
And it's going to be like huge. And Jafar apparently looks a lot like him.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. Before like
plastic
Thriller days.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like I saw some like behind the scenes photos and like him in the classic red jacket.
Yeah, yeah.
Looks like Michael, man. It's crazy.
That's insane, crazy. Man. I just feel like when I feel like Michael Jackson, it would be like that meme where, you know, he just eats popcorn. And like I feel like whenever I see people arguing, I'm just like eating that popcorn, just like Michael Jackson. You know,
hey, this guy Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
dude, he was polarizing, and he did it before the internet, before everyone had like immediate access.
Yeah,
aside from buying, you know, CDs and so on.
I mean, he was way ahead of his time.
Huge, like, and can you even imagine with the amount of access we have now? To music, like, it's in the palm of your hand, like every minute you can just listen.
Everything is on there now.
Like,
yeah,
what impact he could have had during the internet, like the prime internet and internet age, like, it's crazy.
Yeah, and it's just so fascinating the fact that, you know, with like how much influence he's had on people, like Bruno Mars, for example, you know, or 100%. The Weeknd.
The Weeknd sounds like this guy. Like when I heard The Weeknd for the first time, I was like, this voice, there's something there. I was like, this sounds like MJ's cousin or something. Like,
but he can't dance for shit.
Yeah, bro, yeah.
So are you saying like The Weeknd is pretty much Michael Jackson on Timu?
Oh, yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Shout out Timu. Actually, fuck Timu, dude. They are everywhere.
Wish.
They just popped up.
So does Timu Wish, like, Wish for all...
Exactly, Wish.
They're the new Timu.
I heard people,
they're
like, order stuff from Wish. It's cheap, but it comes, like, months later.
Yeah.
Does it take that long?
Yeah. Really? I've seen people, like, wait 6 months just to get their stuff.
Damn.
Good lord.
Damn. So, don't order Tylenol.
So pretty much like Timu and Wish are pretty much like Amazon's like
baby
long forgotten cousins, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it comes from the name Wish. Just Wish.
Yeah, you order something.
You're never gonna get
imagine
it.
Imagine it's there. It's there already. It's
imagine
in your
it.
Possession. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness. The stuff we order online these days.
No. Yeah.
Don't ask.
I mean, no comment.
I mean, like you said, you being a big fan of basketball, like, is there like one team that you always root for? Because I feel I never get to ask you about that.
Are you guys familiar with LeBron James?
Of course.
LeBron James.
6'9", 250 pounds. Heard of him. He is doing something that's never been done.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. He's playing in year 20.
Yeah.
He's hell yeah.
About to turn 40.
Nice.
And he is the first player to ever hit 40,000 points.
Oh.
He beat Kareem, and Kareem's record was like something never thought of.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is like, the legend. Yeah,
one of the legends.
Yeah, the final boss.
And he's Muslim.
Yeah.
He's Muslim as well.
Really?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, yeah.
LeBron James?
Yeah.
LeBron.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah. Older player.
Oh, okay. It's from the name, Kareem.
Yeah, Kareem. And it's crazy. It's going to be so different once he's gone. LeBron James, there was Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, and who's the next name? And there's
Cameron Modest.
He's the water boy. Cameron Modest on the floor. Oh, he tried a shot. Oh, they shot him.
They shot him, damn.
Yeah, this is it's happening currently.
Yeah.
And the thing is, he's doing something that's never been done.
Yeah.
He's playing in the NBA with his son. Bronny James. This is his younger son.
Oh, wow.
Drafted to the Lakers.
Bet, the same team. Well, hey, I bet you Brian's going to be the next final boss.
Hopefully.
The final boss.
He finally had a good game.
anyone who's considered legendary, I put them as final boss.
Yeah. But yeah, it's never been done. It's been done in baseball.
Yeah.
You know, fathers and sons played together and so on. But basketball, this is the first time it's ever happened.
Really?
And also shout out WNBA, Caitlin Clark. She's going huge. Mm. She's brought such a market to the WNBA really? Now. Yeah.
Damn.
Okay.
I'm nerding out, but Carl.
Yeah.
We might be here all tomorrow.
We might be here till tomorrow.
I mean, you must have your favorite athlete too.
He's a fighter. Carl's a fighter.
Like I love my boxing stuff.
Of course,
MMA stuff too.
Yeah.
But I'm a big Alex Pereira fan.
Really?
Yeah. Alex Pereira. You know him.
I know of him.
You know of him.
He knows Chama. The name Alex. Yeah. He's heard the word Pereira before.
He knows Axel.
Alex.
He knows Axel.
Axel adjacent to Alex.
That was a good callback. That has been.
Tyson's coming back to fight Jake Paul, bro.
Wait, Tyson's coming back?
Tyson's coming back to fight Jake Paul. You know Jake Paul?
No.
I know.
Jake Paul.
Good that you don't know that Jake Paul.
Blonde white guy.
He's a YouTuber, blonde guy.
Logan Paul's brother, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, Logan Paul's brother. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, those guys are big, by the way.
Yeah,
they're 6'2", 6'3".
Well, Logan's wrestling right now. He's in WWE wrestling.
Yeah, WWE. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
Which you also love.
I am a big fan of it. I don't think Rabab knows about this. I'm a huge pro wrestling fan.
Pro wrestling.
WWE.
Yeah. WWE wrestling WWE. And AEW as well. But WWE.
I know them from YouTube.
But you know what's really fascinating too is that because you talk about family legacy in their sports, right? The Rock's daughter is wrestling as we speak.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn. What? Okay.
Yeah. The Rock's daughter.
That was a big
The
Rock's daughter. Versus Raw.
The Rock's daughter.
Yeah. Yeah, The Rock's daughter.
Is she the pebble or what?
What?
The pebble. Oh.
That was funny.
Do you smell what the pebble's cooking? Well, funny you say that because I remember that big diss The Rock did on John Cena because you remember how John Cena always dressed all colorful, right? Mm-hmm. So Rock always called him Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles. Yeah. Oh, wow.
So that's kind of ironic that you say that.
See, do you know his special move, right? John Cena's special move? The FU?
Yeah. It was called the Attitude Adjustment after that.
The Attitude, yeah.
So I knew it as the FU. Like
you and I both.
The FU, and then he just throws him on the ground.
Yeah.
In my auntie's house, I didn't know what FU meant. I was a kid.
Oh, I know the story.
Really?
I'm like 6 years old.
Rabab and I know this story.
I didn't know I was cursing.
Yeah.
Pick up my cousin, scream it as loud as I possibly can. FU, da da da, and so on. And I got the biggest slap of my life.
Oh my goodness.
I think it changed the trajectory of how I am now. It's crazy.
Well, you know why it's called the FU? Because I think it's a spoof of Brock Lesnar's move called the F5.
Oh, okay.
Right, because during that time, Brock Lesnar and John Cena had a feud on SmackDown, right? Ah. So same setup. You know, you put your opponent on your shoulder, and then you drop them, right? But because John Cena was trying to go against Brock, so he made up his own move to spoof it. And he calls it the FU instead of the F5.
Damn.
Jeez. You gotta go back to the person that slapped you and tell them all that.
So there's a history behind this. And so, yeah, they might slap me again. But that has been a podcast, guys.
Yeah.
That has been
Thank you
podcast.
So much.
This has been fun, honestly.
This has been fun.
Yeah. It was an hour of just good times. Thank you so much for being with us. On the show.
Thank you for having me. Hanging out with you guys has been a treat, honestly. Yeah. For real. Yeah.
Fun fact. Yeah, this 2 days ago was our 1 year.
1 year, yes.
Of doing the show.
Yes, this exactly.
Anniversary.
Happy anniversary,
and
guys.
You're our very first guest.
Very first guest.
I can't believe it.
This is a very
it.
Special episode.
Well, pop their cherries.
And funny thing is, we actually met each other initially in person first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is great, you know?
Yeah. How we met is a while back. It was just it's an amazing function that we went to. A lot of amazing kind of local
content creators. Yeah.
And then musicians alike and artists. And Eddie was there, you know?
Eddie was there. E-Dog. What's up, man?
Yeah. E-Dog.
Come through. But honestly, please check out. Is there anything?
Yeah,
for sure. Official website, eddielammusic.ca, eddielam music.
It's a good website, by the way. I've checked.
Thank you.
I'm jealous. We need one.
Thank you. I'll give you my secret of how I did it. So social media, same thing, Eddie Lam Music, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, follow me on all those platforms. And come to my shows. I'll announce them online and feel free to come and say hi.
Piano karaoke,
live band karaoke. Actually, in fact, the weekend before Halloween, we're playing at Bowen Island for live band karaoke night.
Say less. Okay, Bowen Island. Where? What do you know? The
Bowen Island Pub.
Bowen
the
Island
only
pub.
The only pub in town.
In Bowen Island.
Oh. Bowen Island Pub. Easy. Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you guys so much. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Rabab. Thank you, Carl.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you,
of
Cam.
Course.
This has been episode 46. Please watch us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. If you want to see our faces and Eddie's beautiful face, we're also on YouTube.
We're also on YouTube.
By all means, please tune us to us next week. Yes. Cheers. Happy Halloween coming.
Happy Halloween.
See you next time.
Stay safe out there.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.